And now it's time for a postcard, an occasional feature from you, our listeners, who drop us a line about a travel experience. This time, our postcard is from television producer Kate McMahon. She writes about her trip to Spain. Last year, she and her husband lived below the immigration radar while the debate about immigration reached a fever pitch back home in the United States.
We moved to Barcelona for 6 months because we wanted to expand our horizons, and I speak Spanish, though not Catalan. Barcelona is a city that beckons the past and seems to express the torment the people have gone through in the course of Spain's history. This city inspired me to take long walks through it, looking up at gargoyles, stained glass, and Roman walls, wondering about life. I had many interesting moments and revelations there. With my own move on my mind, and a conversation about immigration back at home, I started to think about all this. We had always wanted to live abroad, but going through the process to get work permits was too daunting and expensive. Making the move did not seem possible until we both got telecommuting jobs. We are writers, and writing is one field that can be done from anywhere and delivered electronically to the client. It doesn't pay much, but the luxury is in the freedom it allows. At the start of this year, we were finally equipped with 2 laptops, an internet phone line, and enough savings to hit the road. The plan was to find an apartment we could rent in cash, set up a home office, and live covertly in Barcelona. At first, I felt a little devious, like we were hiding out as illegal immigrants, but it was exhilarating to be on a daring adventure. Staying off the radar screen comes down to one thing: money, where it comes from and where it goes. Our money came from America through the miracle of automatic teller machines, and we spent it abroad in cash. We were gainfully employed, thanks to email and an internet phone that let us have a U.S. number. People from the States could call us, thinking they were calling Oregon, but it was only an Oregon area code they dialed, which rang a phone in Spain. The only thing we had to adjust was our schedule to match work hours in the States. We paid our phone bills in cash. We maintained our finances online. No need for banking locally. Since we were invisible, we didn't pay Spanish taxes. The main peccadillo that could have slipped us up was if we did not leave Spain periodically. So, to solve that, we traveled frequently and got new re-entry stamps on our passports each trip. "Oh, darn," we'd say, "we need to travel to another country this weekend." We had really immigrated as middle-class expatriates, or expats, to Spain. But that word, immigrant, became a thorn in my side. The word expat is much more stylish. If we had been foreigners doing this in the States, this way of life might trigger suspicions we were lone terrorists or illegal immigrants. And just as the great god of irony would have it, back home, a political war had combusted over this topic: what to do about foreigners wanting to live in America. Through the internet, last spring I watched television reports, listened to radio news, and read newspaper articles about foreigners who wanted acceptance in America. My very portal to the world that enabled my livelihood abroad was now carrying a stark message that Americans have a double standard. We want the world to be more like America, but when it comes to people wanting to Americanize themselves inside our borders, the buck stops short. We are the new immigrants, but we are from a system that plays unfairly. We want to live anywhere we want, but we're telling immigrants who want to live in America they can't get in. They're illegal. Living abroad makes sense if you can afford it, but if you are just plain poor, then forget about it. Stay behind the barbed wire fence, please. Granted, I did not take a job away from a Spaniard, but I did buy cheap pharmaceuticals, I did use public streets and services, and I rented an apartment that could have housed a Spanish citizen. My needs were covered. Now that I'm back in the States, I continue to ponder the modern idea of immigration. This was a country founded on immigration. Now it's a country vexed by immigration. The underlying question for me is, what is the source of the vexation? I can't be certain, but I think it's a mixture of racism and classism. Shame on us. With more middle-class Americans telecommuting, and the trend apparently on the rise in the midst of globalization, this is not the time to be tightening borders, rather the time to loosen borders, in a smart way.
Kate McMahon is a television producer. She and her husband have repatriated to Portland, Oregon.